Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
We are Dukes and Bell. Let's start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are live in Washington, D.C., guys, for Army Navy on Radio Row. And, Mike, we got to jump into the Falcons conversation because we had on Ron Rivera last hour. And Coach Ron Rivera, who's out of football right now, says he wants to get back in. It's got to be the right situation. But he said, in fixing Kirk Cousins, Cousins is trying to do way too much. And I think Cousins owned this week. He even admitted, maybe I'm trying to do too much. I got to get back to my fundamentals. But he said in the process of him doing too much, he's making these mistakes. He's costing the team. And instead of doing what they need him to do, just asking him to do what he needs to do. And if it's not on him, Mike, if it's a bad route or if it's a fumble by somebody else or something happens out of his control, then he's playing within himself. And, guys, what I'm saying is that's been something he hasn't done for the last 4 weeks. It's why I think we are where we are right now. And it isn't solely on him. We know this. The defense last week was terrible. The DBs, everybody gave up.
It was like Keystone Cops, right.
But this is fundamentally, over the last 4 weeks, while we've lost games, Ron Rivera just said to Mike and I, that's what's going on. Because Mike kept asking, how do you fix it? He said, no. He is now in his head and trying to live up to these expectations of – I came to Atlanta, my wife's from here, her family, everybody's here, and they expect me to do these things, and then you start pressing.
Right, because remember, guys, the whole narrative, we were at camp, it was back in May, before we could even do what things he needed to do 100%. Leadership. Oh, my God, we love this guy. The soundbite we play of Bijan. Oh, man, this dude's for real. You know, the way it's like, okay, rally around Kirk,
like,
here
man,
we go.
He's legit.
So, yeah. There it is. And we get off to the start. Obviously, we knew we were going to struggle while he was still not 100%. Almost beat the Chiefs, like a lot of teams. You know, and then he comes into his own. That Eagles come from behind win. We already talked about the games in Tampa Bay where he's the offensive player of the week twice. So we're like, okay, he's got it. And then all of a sudden, like I said, the hero's got like clay feet. What the hell happened? All of a sudden, like now, you can't rally around him. He's everything's gone haywire. I love what Ron said. And by the way, real quick, a couple guys said, you know, Ron, after hearing Ron Rivera, because they used to say, well, Ron, you know, at this stage of his career, he's an also-ran. Ron has got first off, he has a code, and he's a dude, and he played for an owner that has no code, who is the worst person in the NFL, in Daniel Snyder.
Facts.
And now you realize that this guy still has some bullets left in the gun, and this guy could do something with somebody. Tell me you wouldn't want to play for that guy after our conversation.
No, Mike, listen, this is why when we say some guys are terrible and horrible, and we talk about, and I love saying these things, like you don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Right.
You said it. We did know what was going on here. His ownership was crap, and it cost him because you had guys that didn't want to come play for Snyder.
And terrible personnel decisions and
Absolutely.
People out of position. Right.
But we also forget Ron Rivera led a Carolina team that he built. They built in Carolina to Super Bowl.
Right.
All those guys he's talking about, the Keekleys, the Cams, the Steve Smiths, all that was Ron Rivera. So we kind of forget, hey, he knows what he's doing because he comes to Washington and it's a crap show.
Right. And he had Cam's back. You know, you heard from the man himself how much he loved Cam Newton and what he represented. You know, and like I said, Cam, you know, he marches the beat of his own drummer, but he does it with confidence, and he does it the right way. You can't argue with that. But anyway, getting
that's
back.
That's what our guy has to do.
That's where Kirk's got to get back.
That's what our guy's
got to
do.
But the thing is, you know, the double clutching, the not what I don't understand is he's shown the ability that he can move around, and all of a sudden now he doesn't move around in the pocket. Now, as we said, he's a sitting duck back there. So I don't know. What does Zach Robinson do? The other part of it is, and I know this is wonkish, but I'll make it brief. Mark Grimondi brought it up earlier. they're not using him the way he's the best play-action passer that was available, certainly in free agency. He's one of the best in the league, and we don't do it. We're doing play-action, and we're under the center less than anybody. Less play-action at 14%, which is crazy, and the pistol crap is more than anyone else, which he doesn't do effectively. You've got to play to his strengths. To me, do the play-action. Have him under center the whole time. Stop with the shotgun unless it really the down and distance necessitates. If you're going to go four wide, whatever. But they're not using him the right way, and that's not helping.
Raiders Monday night. It's a big spot and a big game for our Falcons. Coming up, Brian Jones is going to join us. You see him every week on CBS, and we'll talk about all the college football news, including what he thinks about the Dogs and more. Coming up live from Radio Row, it's Army Navy. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In Technicolor, exploding out of your car speakers right now. Army Navy.
It is good to see you. Good to have you back.
Likewise. Along. You and I, we need to hug, man, after our alma mater last week.
It's tough.
Dang.
I wish I could take the listeners behind the curtain during the commercial break. Listen to two Texas guys crying. It's hard.
Still.
It's hard.
Damn Bulldogs. Yeah, well, they are new daddy. They are new daddy.
It's true. When we were talking about this game early in the season, and everybody's like, man, and I kept telling Mike, I'm like, look, the pressure's on Texas.
Yeah.
Right? We've not been in this situation. Georgia's done this. Kirby's lived this. And they go to Austin and smack us. And then I said, okay, well, we'll see you at the SEC Championship. And they get there, and I was like, look, get back. And I think it hurt even more to lose in overtime, man.
It hurt even more to lose in that manner, especially when you're controlling the damn game the first half. Should have been 21-0. You have to score touchdowns. You can't kick field goals against the Georgias, the Alabamas That's of the right. world. Games such as that, you're not going to have multiple opportunities. You better execute the opportunities you do have. And they were there. They presented themselves. And Texas just didn't execute. But give Georgia credit. You put a backup quarterback in. He's running. He's passing. I'm stacking the box, dude. Like, nah, ain't running on us. You're going to prove to us you can pass. I'm putting all 20. Everybody I traveled to Atlanta going to be in the box, okay? Right. And they didn't do that. And Georgia was able to run, and their defense stepped up and played lights out once again. Six sacks after having seven in the first ball
That's
game.
That's right.
And they played championship football.
It is our man Brian Jones, guys. And, again, we just – look, they do a great job, and we miss the SEC on CBS, but doing a great job with the Big Ten. We were just saying off the air, and I said to Carl a couple times, I just thought, you know, I'd see more Arch Manning in the SEC championship game. Nothing against Quinn Ewers, but it's like we're seeing his ceiling right now. It's not that great.
Yeah, you know that last PI on Georgia, Wingo was open, number five for Texas, and yet it was an underthrow. You got the PI. Then the next throw, I don't know what the heck that was. Mm-hmm. So far be it for me to tell Coach Sarkisian what to do. He's there day in and day out. He's recruited these guys. He knows what they can and cannot do. So I'm going to lean on him, and I'll just have to let the chips fall where they may, because he's the mastermind, and he knows – whom can accomplish what and when. But, yeah, you would think there would have been a few more opportunities for the man.
Right.
Brian Jones, guys, with this talking some college football. So, the playoff set.
Thank you for fixing that, Mike. He's doing all his dang moves. I was wondering what he's doing, showing phones.
Well,
just tell the man what you need done.
We got an engineer here.
Well, tell him.
Perfection. I didn't want to interrupt your brilliance.
Yeah, so I'm going to interrupt me.
That the volume level needed to be lower.
And all Mike did was hit one button.
Hey, I worked at Radio Shack for 3 weeks here.
The kids don't even know what Radio Shack is.
Hey, man.
who is the favorite in this thing? I look at this bracket, and listen, the Dogs, we've said this for 3 weeks, they're as at their best, they can win it. But we've seen them not be at their best at times this year, and you wonder. First half of Alabama, Ole Miss. I mean, so who is the favorite in
Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
First half versus Texas. I would say Oregon has to be the favorite. They're the only one that's unscathed. They had a dogfight on their hands a week ago, which I didn't expect, versus Penn State.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
State and their defense really looked suspect considering right. The amount of yardage and points they gave up in that ball game. But you look at all their opponents that are in the CFP, Ohio State, Boise, and Penn State, they gave up over 32 points in all three of those ball games. So, but their offense, they're so powerful, they can overcome that type of scoring by the opponents. Everyone has flaws. Right. Everyone has flaws. So it just depends on what you get week in and week out, or that particular day, I should say. Oregon and then everyone else is what I'm saying.
And that's
what
I was just going to ask you, because everybody's got flaws. As Brian Jones joins, depth isn't there. Kirby would always have, like, you know, 3 5-star guys backing up the other guys, and that goes for everybody. But is Oregon and Dan Lanning's kind of like, reminds you of Kirby. He's made mistakes early on, learns how to win the big games, and now he's getting it done.
He's getting it done, and he is so – go back to that 12 men on the field versus Ohio State. How genius was that? That was just incredible. And then they immediately outlawed. Looking for those loopholes, man. That's Belichick-esque.
Right.
Right there. Looking for loopholes, taking advantage. But Yeah, he has built that Oregon team in the same manner as Georgia's built. You got speed on defense, physicality on defense, physicality on offense. Mm. You got a quarterback that takes care of the rock and Dylan Gabriel, and it helps to have a guy who has as much football under his feet as he does, Bo Nix prior to him. But, yeah, they are formidable when they are on, but you can say that about a lot of teams. Texas and their defense stomping A&M the way they did in their backyard. You know, I'm thinking, okay, we're back, we're good. And the way the defense played in the first half last week, they were outstanding. Couple turnovers, just too many dang penalties. So everyone has some flaws. That's what's going to make it so interesting, and it's going to be so fun because, hell, you don't even know. I'm picking Penn State to beat SMU, but I wouldn't be surprised if SMU won. I think Notre Dame would beat Indiana. I'm not surprised if Indiana wins. That's just how much fun this is going to be, and I'm glad we now have this fall tournament.
I agree. 12 teams. At some point, we think they'll expand, but let's start here and see how this goes. And I think the unpredictability is what makes it really cool.
Yeah.
With where we're at. There is no dominant team. There may be next year or 2 years from now. Not this year.
Yep.
It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Radio Row, guys. Army, Navy. Brian is here because, obviously, this game is going to be broadcast on CBS. I want to ask you about the Heisman. We had Nicole Arbach on earlier.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I'd love to answer, but I got to vote, and I can't.
I vote.
So just then, so, let's talk around.
Give me some money, I'll tell you.
You're always asking to hold something.
Yeah, I'm poor.
You always asking.
What you got? I'm still waiting on my steak.
Well, this is true.
I ain't never getting that steak.
No, we do owe you a steak.
We do have Yardbird over here.
No, buy
some fried chicken.
You've been owing me a steak for so long, you owe me a cow now.
I know.
Moo.
It's been so long. I don't even know what the bet was.
It's been a decade.
It was Georgia, Alabama, like sometime ago.
A decade.
I don't remember.
Here's the deal. Georgia can't beat Alabama unless their whole wide receiver room implodes, and Texas can't beat Georgia.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Let's talk around it then.
All right, the Heisman.
I've never seen anybody play every damn snap, Brian Jones, on both sides of the football and have the impact that Travis Hunter has had.
You sound like Aaron Taylor, who works with us at CBS Sports.
And Aaron's terrific, and he does a great job.
Deepen your voice some more.
And great minds think alike. Yeah. I've never seen that. But then we're talking about going back 30-some-odd years with Barry Sanders, and this Genty kid at Boise State is like 100 yards off of what Barry did. Like, it's incredible. I don't know who wins. All I'm telling you is they're both deserving. That's how we'll talk around it since you can't say.
And if Miami doesn't lose another game, an extra game there at the end of the season, you're going to have Cam Ward, who's probably at the top of the list with the season he had, and he's been the catalyst for all of their success, in my estimation, this year, and set all types of records. Genty, they stacked the box every week. Everyone knew that's the guy you had to stop, and yet no one could stop him. He is a ferocious running back. He is so much fun to watch, and he's had a lot of carries, and he has carried that team to a Mountain West Conference championship and a chance in the CFP. Hunter, another superb athlete. You're right, playing on both sides of the ball. The reason he has all those plays, and this is what I told AT, because the defense couldn't get off the field. I didn't say anything about it. Oh, he had 200 plays. Yeah, because the defense was still on the field for 150, and he had 50 offensive plays.
Oh,
get off the field, man. That don't count. What did he do on all those plays? Did he make a play on all 150? No.
It's Brian Jones with us, guys. He'll be part of the pregame. You'll see him, of course, from here in the nation's capital for Army Navy. And we said this earlier. We always love the pomp and all the stuff that comes with it. We've been big fans of this game for years, been to a million of them. But now it's actually cool because both teams are really good. And Army, obviously, a little bit better.
The best combined record they've ever had in this matchup, 19 wins between the two of them. And they pass the ball not just to throw you off their running game scent.
Right.
It's legit.
Right.
It's legit, man. Both of these quarterbacks are throwing for over 1,000 yards. Of course, they're going to run the rock. And Daly, who's from my neck of the woods, West Texas, Abernathy, Texas. And this guy, he's over 1,000 rushing. And Blake Horvath for Navy's almost there at 1,000 yards rushing. It should be fun. And the defenses are going to be stout. And the reason it's always a low-scoring game because they know each other's offenses so well. But there's some new little wrinkles, man. So I'm hoping we get some more offense, but I think it's going to be nip and tuck, and it'll be tight.
I drove through Abernathy, Texas one time
with
my dad.
Okay.
And he said, son, I said, yeah. He said, you ever been to Abernathy? I said, no. He said, you just missed it.
That's how small it is.
We grew up hunting in Abernathy, Texas, Hale Center, Idaloo, Florida, all them little towns, man, in West Texas.
Yeah.
You're right. It ain't big. Abernathy antelopes.
Is it true? Dusty Rhodes told us a story back in the day that, like, an antelope or some kind of critter wandered out of the football field and the ref pulled out a gun and shot it.
That might be true.
Did you see that happening?
That might be true.
I guess Dusty wasn't lying then.
Look. Dusty, what a cool cat, man. Dusty right. From East Austin.
Yep.
Grew up with the brothers over there. I used to wonder. I just saw this documentary. I was like, now I know why he was so cool.
A Parmathon from West Texas. That's it, baby.
There it is. Yep. My man, Tower Power, too sweet to be sour.
Brian Jones, man. We love
Where y'all been?
What you mean?
Y'all don't love me. I ain't heard from y'all all football season.
Here's the deal.
Well,
what's up with this stuff on his face?
Well, I want to look like you, man. You kind of got this kind of Elder of the Tribe thing going. I kind of dig it.
Okay.
The gray is
it,
man.
I'm liking it.
I'm like Ryan Day. We keep it natural.
Well, I think the last time.
You ain't constipated like Ryan Day, are you? Have you ever seen a more unhappy football coach? Ever.
You silly. You are. You going to put that out there?
Hell yeah. Have fun.
Yeah. Well,
it's hard to win.
When you ain't beat Michigan, it's hard to have fun.
I know he's the John Cooper.
Yeah,
he's the new John Cooper, Ohio State. I get it.
Yeah,
but
Cooper
have 2.0. Some fun, man.
That's right.
Have some fun.
By the way,
we miss you, B. We miss you, bro.
Miss you guys, man.
We're going to get in contact.
George, we come to get you, Bulldogs. We ain't scared of you, my father. You hear me? We ain't done with you.
Well, at least the committee did it right. They said, hey, we're not going to see this game in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
If it happens, it'll happen down the road.
I almost see him again. No. Mama. Mama.
Look,
that man in the kitchen eating up all your food.
Yeah. Best shot. Brian Jones, man. Check him out, guys.
He's
see him
man.
On CBS.
Love him.
Appreciate you, bro. Good to see
appreciate
you.
Appreciate you, babe.
All right, we're going to take a break, man. We're going to come right back. Mike Mayock will join us. Hear what he has to say about our Falcons and more next. Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, we've been telling you we are here for Army, Navy, and this is a pleasure to get a chance to see this guy. Mike and I always talk about him, and then he got into the GM business.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, he's one of the funnest and one of our favorite guys to break down games and give you player information. Mike Mayock's joining us right now here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And first of all, good to see you. You look good. We've been wondering. We said, what the hell happened to Mayock? Where's he at? What's he doing? After the whole Raiders thing.
Right.
What's he been doing?
Well, I still do NFL games on the radio for Westwood One.
Okay.
I've got Baltimore and Pittsburgh next week, and tomorrow, obviously, I have Army-Navy. And I also write college scouting reports as a consultant. So I've been busy, and I've been around football. My dad was a coach, and it's in my blood.
Right. So what do you think of our situation in Atlanta?
Which part do you want to talk about?
The one we spent the whole show trying to get the coach to cop to, that we got to get Penix in there.
Yeah, Coach Raheem is not – he is – you know this. He's committed to staying the course and leaving Kirk Cousins.
And avoiding the potential soap opera of the roller coaster if you put Penix in
there. Let's start there.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back even further, okay? Let's go back even further. Let's go back to draft day when people were ripping Atlanta for taking Michael Penix with the number 8 position. And I remember I was sitting in my home watching it with a couple of my brothers.
Right.
And I was like, that is a great draft pick. I love that. And my brother, Mark, was like, why? I said, because it's the most important position of all pro sports. And here, finally, we've got a franchise being intentional about that position.
Right.
So you signed Cousins. You're paying them, but you've only got 2 years of guaranteed money. With the 8th overall pick, you take a kid you believe in, and now he's got a chance to sit behind a seasoned veteran who knows how to prepare on a weekly basis. He's got a way that's been successful. This kid, Cousins, has bet on himself forever and has made more money than maybe any 4th-round pick in the history of the NFL, and that's because he bet on himself.
Yeah.
So I think Michael Penix can learn a lot of lessons. And I know there's a little bit of a controversy now about when do you play him and how do you play him. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to say I thought it was a great pick, and that's why.
We went round and round with this with the audience. I just felt that, you know, they were scared of the past where you had Mariota, you had Matt Ryan at the end in salary cap hell, and obviously Desmond Ridder wasn't ready for primetime. I just felt You just start the kid. We've seen kids, and he's a veteran. Penix has got as many reps. I think only
Bo Nix. Did you want Penix?
If we were going to do a quarterback, I wanted. Well, we couldn't get what we wanted. He went to the Commanders.
Yeah.
There's no way to get up there.
Right.
I wanted Jaden Daniels.
Yeah. But Penix, I mean, I just felt one or the other, and just spend the free agent money on your defense and beef up your deep. That was my mindset. And then and hope you made the right pick. If you love Penix, roll with it.
Right.
And you could lean on your run game in the early days.
Mike, I'm curious, though, with your player knowledge and background, what do you see as a player with Penix? We've not seen him play.
Right.
Small sample size at camp and preseason. At camp, he's spinning the thing, and he looks great.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, games are different. He killed it in college. But what's your analysis of him as a player?
My only concern early on was the history of injuries at Indiana before he transferred. Mm. And then once he transferred, he never got hurt again. So kind of that went away, right, as a concern. And what I saw was a big, strong kid that could push the ball downfield, had a great touch on the deep ball, could throw back shoulder, could hit all three different levels with accuracy, which is a big deal in the NFL. He's a good enough athlete. He's not a dynamic athlete like a Jaden Daniels, okay? But he's a good enough athlete, and I thought what he did really well was navigate the pocket, which is rare in a college quarterback, navigate the pocket, be able to get the ball out on time, and actually go through some progressions, which you rarely see anymore. So I was bullish on him. I had one grade on the two kids that you guys like, Daniels and Caleb Williams, which was a really high grade. And then I had the New England kid, May, and Penix group together. And obviously that's how it went. They went, he went three, and then Penix went eight. And how about Bo Nix and what they've done with Denver?
Did you anticipate that?
I didn't have that kind of grade on Bo Nix. And that's credit to the organization in general and the head coach in particular, who knew what he wanted in a quarterback.
Yeah. Sean is pretty damn good. We're visiting with Mike Mayock here. Guys, we're at Army Navy. We literally are doing the show today. Mike mentioned it at the Military Women's Memorial here at Arlington Cemetery. And, Mike, let's get into some of this other stuff. this week's been crazy.
Yeah.
Belichick to college? Like people are freaking out and losing their minds about this. And they're like, it's not going to work. I'm raising my hand. it's not going to work because I know how he operates. I know what he's about. And I just don't see that translating to the college game. Yesterday, we played some sound bites from the press conference. And Belichick's like, you know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm happy to be here. And I'm like, come on. Is this thing real?
I'm going to shoot you straight then because I completely disagree.
Tell me why it works.
Because I played for Bill Belichick when I was 22 years old, okay? I made the New York Giants when he was a special teams coach and a linebacker coach. And he was 29. I was 22 or 23, right?
Right.
And I remember going home to my dad and going, this 29-year-old coach named Belichick is different. He's smarter than anybody I've ever met, and he's going to be amazing. And he has been, okay?
Right.
Now he's 72, right? Okay? And he... Of course, he had Tom Brady, but at the end of the day, I've never met a coach that prepared his team better for situational football. Now, I don't know what your problem with him is. Is it about recruiting? Is it about identifying with 20-year-olds? What is it?
It is. But Mike, we can never argue the football acumen of Bill Belichick,
right,
to your point.
Right.
But it is that the college game, now you're paying kids and you're putting an evaluation on them and – you know, it's not my way or the highway.
But how's it different than the pro game now?
Because I think in the pro game, you're drafting people to come to your organization.
Yeah. Yep.
And they are sort of forced.
Yeah.
You're recruiting high school kids who can go, I'm getting more from Colorado. I'm getting more from Texas. I'm getting more from Georgia.
But,
thanks.
But the portal works both ways.
Mm. I think the portal is a supplement. I don't know if you can just live in the portal.
Oh, I agree with that. But my point is, I think he's going to recruit better than people do.
Okay.
Okay. And I think he's going to sit in your mom's living room, and he's going to sit there, and he's going to talk about not only getting an education at North Carolina, but what every kid I've ever met in my life who's a 3-, 4-, or 5-star recruit, where do you think they want to go?
NFL.
Right. And they all think they are. And he's going to sit there with 8 rings on his finger. Okay, 8 championship rings, and he's going to go, I can help you get there better than anybody else in the country. And you do what I ask you to do, and I'll help you get there. Now, he's going to favor a particular type of kid, okay? It's like going to Army or Navy. It's not for everybody.
True.
As a football player, okay? But the way I look at it, he's going to recruit the right kind of kid. He's going to lose a percentage. They're going to go in the portal because they're not getting playing time, or they don't like Bill, or he's too tough. They don't want to run sprints. Fine. They leave. Yeah. Now Bill sits down with Mike Lombardi, and he goes, okay, I need a right tackle, I need a tight end, two wideouts, and a three technique, and we'll be good. And you go in the portal, and you find a kid from Western Michigan and the kid from the MAC conference. And so what I think he's going to do is bring in structure. I think he's going to bring in probably the best run program over time in the country. I think you bring in progressive young men, young, that will be able to identify with these kids who are assistant coaches. Okay. And I think 3 to 5 years from that, he'll leave and hand it off to his son or whomever, and it'll be in great shape.
I think that was the thing we were arguing about was, okay, you can't beat Shula's record in the college game. It was just a shock to the system of the whole thing.
Right.
But they just replaced a 73-year-old Mac Brown who couldn't go home again and make it work. So we'll see. But I understand what you're saying. We got to talk about your draft class. Max Crosby.
Yeah.
That was great. Josh Jacobs. That was great. Those great picks.
Really? You're going to go here with me?
He's
going to drop the other two right now.
You already know.
I know where this is going.
But this is good cop, bad cop technique. No, those are great picks. Talk about your experience in Vegas.
Look, I would tell you in the 2019 draft, my first year, we had 3 first-round picks. Jacobs was the one that turned out really well. Okay,
right.
Cleve Farrell's a solid player. He's not the 4th overall pick in the draft. Okay.
Right. What was it?
Who, Cleve? Yeah. No, he just... What happened was we got stuck, and I knew we would because we had the 4th pick.
Couldn't trade down?
No, I tried.
Okay.
I tried a bunch. Okay. I tried for months. And every other GM knew what I knew, and that was that the first 3 picks were going to be the quarterback that's in Arizona now, Nick Bosa.
Right.
Nick Bosa was going to be 2, and Quinnen Williams was going to be 3. I wanted 2 and 3 because we were looking for a defensive lineman. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now at 4, I'm sitting there with my first draft pick. And it's like, do you want the undersized kid that's now in Buffalo that's a good 3 tech?
Ed Oliver. Yeah.
Ed Oliver is a good player who we talked about. We talked about Josh Allen in Jacksonville, and we talked about Klee. And to be honest, I went to Gruden and basically said, look, I think Klee is a solid double. He's going to be a good, strong, tough football player. He can play inside. He can play outside. But the whole point of taking over this operation is you won 4 games a year ago, and we got to get younger, faster, stronger, more athletic, all of those things. Mm. And Klee's a captain. He's military background. He's the kind of kid we want in the building.
Right. Because we talked about it. Falcons have been in the situation about 3 of the last 6 years where you can't trade down. Right. You're kind of in this no man's land.
The fans all think it's easy. Like, right. Why don't you just trade down? Yeah. I'm like, I tried for 3 freaking months.
Right. And you have your own valuation system.
And
by the way,
draft night, I called John Lynch, who had the 2nd pick.
Right.
And I offered him a bunch of things to move down 2 spots. He said no. Then I called the Jets. Right. I offered them a similar package. They said no. Everybody knew that if you're looking for a defensive lineman, 2 and 3 was the spot.
Right.
And by the way, just to finish, that draft in 2019, 5 Pro Bowl players came out of it because – Hunter Renfrow, Max Crosby, Josh Jacobs. We got a punter, A.J. Coles, one of the best punters in the league, by bringing him in for a tryout. And Keyshawn Nixon, who now starts in Green Bay, is the best kickoff returner in the league. He was a free agent. So I feel really good about that draft, no matter what anybody says.
Well, Renfrow, we knew him from Clemson. That kid was just had a knack for getting open and just a stud.
Look, and 3 years later, we won 10 games. We went from 4 to 10, and Bisaccia, and went to the playoffs.
That's right. Should have kept him, by the way.
And Bisaccia and I got fired after going to the playoffs. Bisaccia is unbelievable.
We talked about that at the time.
The fact that Bisaccia doesn't have a head coaching job in this league, and it's only because he's a special teams coach, and the owners want to win the press conference.
Right.
And I find it patently amazing.
Hey, before we cut you loose, we mentioned the quarterback class, what we got with Penix.
Yeah.
Does Caleb Williams, if they get the right OC in there, I mean, you see the skills. He just needs the right guy, or what's going on there?
I do. And the hardest thing is fit. Mm-hmm. And if you go back in the history of the NFL draft and look at all the first-round quarterbacks, so many of them got put in a place that didn't have an infrastructure that could support them. And that's why I'm so happy for Jaden Daniels. They got a new head coach. They got a really good offensive coordinator. The general manager is tied at the hip with the head coach. Mm. And they're going to build around him. He's got a chance to be special.
Cool.
Mike, is John going to get back into this thing?
Gruden?
Yeah. Because, listen.
Yeah, we think he's paid his penance. I think it's go time now.
And we thought it was a got you moment. There's so much more to that whole story that I think our audience and so many football fans have no idea. But you know, we keep hearing he's doing stuff for, what is it, Barstool?
Barstool, right. Have you caught him?
He's great.
He's funny as hell, isn't
he? He's great.
He may act like, come over to Barstool with me, pal. Buccaneer fans, we'll go to Barstool.
But is he going to get back into the coaching side?
I really think he, number one, he can't live without football.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he was putting football content on YouTube channel. I think Barstool gives him another opportunity to get out there in the public. He's already made it very public. He wants to get back in coaching.
Right.
I think it could happen in college before the NFL, but John's born to be a coach.
You, and then,
I was going to say, you're calling this game tomorrow. I want to ask you real quick, because Army's been unbelievable this year. Speaking of being cheated for a playoff spot, okay, my opinion. We can talk about all this other stuff. They won their conference, right? Forget about Army-Navy tomorrow. They handled all of their competition handily for the most part. They got one of the best offensive lines. They're balanced.
Yep.
They're really good.
Look, I played against all three academies my senior year at Boston College.
Right.
Hated every minute of it. Yeah, 172-pound slot backs that just bite your kneecap, right? Mm-hmm. They're so disciplined, so tough. Army's quarterback this year is special. He's like a 230-pound running back is what he is, right? And they have all kinds of planned quarterback
runs. Is he like a Taysom Hill, Bryson Daly, Captain America? Is that what you, I mean, kind of the comp would be if he ever gets to the NFL?
I think that's a great comp.
Yeah.
I think that's a great comp. And they run quarterback sweep, quarterback draw, quarterback counter, like all the planned quarterback stuff. So basically, instead of nine people blocking for a running back, they get 10 blocking for a quarterback. And it's like watching Army in this 1940s, single-wing football.
Right.
It's Notre Dame with Stahl, Dreyer, Layden, Miller, and Crowley. It's unbelievable. And then you put Navy on, and they're 8-3, and their quarterback throws the ball pretty good. They get a new offensive coordinator doing some stuff differently. I'm fired up about tomorrow.
Yeah, it's we love the game. We just love always love the pageantry. We went as a kid, but this is great to have two really good teams playing in this. In addition, to everything else.
Yeah, and the Commander in Chief's trophy, which is what's important to the kids.
Right,
that's up for grabs. First time in this game in 7 years. It's a big deal.
Cool. Hey, we always love catching up with you. It's been a long time, man. Hope we get you on during football. And by the way, can you fix Cousins? Can you? Is there any? Is this in between the ears? Look, I don't know how much you got to watch the Falcons.
Mike, you see how he's looking at you, right?
No.
Is it physical?
I've been a Kirk Cousins fan. I've been a Kirk Cousins fan forever.
But he's never had a rut like this.
I have not watched enough of your tape to give you an answer.
Okay.
And when I watch tape, I'm honest with people.
Right.
But I haven't seen enough of him this year.
Mike Mayock, thank you, sir.
My pleasure, guys.
We appreciate you stopping
by. You got
it.
Great seeing you.
Always a no-nonsense analysis.
Tomorrow,
you got it.
It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There he is, man, our buddy Mike Mayock. Always great, and some great analysis there. And again, defending some of those picks, he knows a lot about the Raiders, as we know, but always a blast and always a good time talking with him. We got some more great conversations you're not going to want to miss. One of our everybody's favorites, Big Hugh. Uncle Hugh joined the program earlier today, Carl.
Yeah, and it was good to see him. He's in good spirits, guys. He has thoughts on Kirk Cousins as well.
And, of course, the soap opera in Philly with the Eagles.
It's a mess. Stay tuned. It's all on the way in the 6 o'clock hour.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.